Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
M on a whim.
Doesn't it just seem like DEI has made its way into just about every facet of our life?
Oh, I mean,
seriously, can we escape it in anything that we're doing now? We were just talking about the Webster Grove School District and how they've hired a new superintendent, Jana Parker, and you were finding tweets that she had posted as recently as this summer and talking about white fragility and that we need to be anti-racist and we need to acknowledge basically the privilege we've had as white people every single day and renew that, right?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I can share some of this. But
yeah, share them.
Well, it was just no one becomes not racist despite the tendency by Americans to identify that way. We can only strive to be anti-racist on a daily basis and commit ourselves to the lifelong task of overcoming our country's racist heritage. This is the person they're bringing back to lead the Webster Groves School District. That's how woke this individual is. I mean, it has poisoned her mind. Is what it has.
I'm really hopeful with Trump in office. I understand that that won't necessarily impact something as small as a local school district, but I am really hoping that that will have a ripple effect and potentially impact school boards as a whole. But I saw this story that just makes me scratch my head. So there's this new study Bible called the Upside Down Kingdom Study Bible. And apparently it was written with diversity in mind, including theological diversity and gender diversity. What in the Bible? No, that just absolutely drives me bonkers. Listen to one of the contributors of this Upside Down Kingdom talking about this, that somehow some Christian publishing company agreed to put out.
One of the values going into the study Bible was diversity. So ethnic diversity, gender diversity, mm-hmm. denominational, theological diversity. Mm-hmm. Oh, there could be a unhealthy theological diversity in some settings, but I think we tried to foster healthy theological diversity.
I'm sorry, when did Jesus ever say that theological diversity was a good thing?
He was kind of teaching you his take on things, not a diverse take on things. That didn't mean he didn't encourage people to be kind to other people, but it wasn't theological diversity.
This guy says he likes the book of Luke because he says it elevates women. That's his reasoning. And he likes the book of John because he believes it deals with, quote, church trauma.
Okay.
I'm really hoping that we're going to see a change because I've been excited to see a lot of these bigger companies, including Lowe's. Was it Walmart? I mean, there are several companies that are starting to finally get rid of these DEI policies that they've been implementing for the last several years because they're realizing that they're not working. They've been the opposite of working. And I understand a company is very different than somebody putting out a study Bible, but this just really grinds my gears that they're now going to the Bible of all things and trying to change it and make it basically woke and politically correct.
So who's pushing this is what I would wonder. Is it the Church of Christ? I know they've got some pretty liberal denominations within that. I just wonder who. The Unitarian Church. I mean, who's pushing this version of the Bible?
I don't know that it's a particular group that's pushing it. This is just somebody who came up with this Bible. I'm sure some of these denominations might encourage people to read this part of the Bible. I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, when I was in Des Moines, Iowa, that was really before I became a Christian, but I was still going to church. And I remember going to one of these churches. A lot of the news people went there, and that was kind of how I found it. And it had a female pastor, and she was very much progressive. And, you know, I think it had the rainbow flag outside of
Unitarian, it. Unitarian Universalist.
Basically. And it's just like that's what you see. I remember for Channel 4 covering one of the BLM things, and it was at a church in Kirkwood. And you see it a lot. I mean, you see it everywhere, but you see it in particular in the city and really parts of the county. Like I mentioned, Kirkwood, Webster Groves, those places have sadly become very liberal.
Yeah, I don't know how to wrap my brain around that, to be honest with you. It's not a matter. The social justice issue is one that I've always been fascinated by, particularly when it comes to the issue of immigration. We've had this debate about the Catholic Church and social justice and, harboring illegals and encouraging that. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around that, but reinterpreting the Bible through DEI takes it to a whole new level. It does. I don't know who these people are.
It's the ultimate slap in the face, is what it is.
It's like if this version of the Bible gets brought up at your church, it's probably time to find a new church.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about a red flag that you should have probably seen beforehand. But if this is what your pastor is pushing, this is a serious problem. And this is, I think, what we're going to continue to see as we move forward, especially with Trump in office. People are going to do everything they possibly can to counter him because they're so angry that he was reelected that they're going to say, I'll show you how I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. And in this case, DEI. I'll show you how we're going to be ethnically diverse and gender diverse, even when it comes to the Bible. Give me a break. I would really be curious to see what this study Bible says.
Yeah.
Is it going to say that Jesus was actually a, what are the different genders? He identified maybe as a they, them.
Yeah, but that's coming next. That's in chapter 12 or verse 12. I don't know. I just can't go there. Coming up next hour. Meteorologist Dave Murray, the man, the myth, the legend, is going to join us at 8:35 to give you an update on that incoming winter weather.
Get more at 971talk.com.